Oftentimes, the changes you need to make to text involve more than just a few characters. Making changes to large blocks of text is easy in Word. Again, like most other features in Word, there's a variety of ways to perform this task. We'll go through some of the ways in which we can select blocks of text, making sure to use a few shortcuts along the way. So we need a document open. We'll go up to our Open button. And the name of the file that we're going to open is revisedseminar.doc, and that is in the editing folder. We'll click Open. And let's change our view down here at the bottom left-hand corner of our screen using the View buttons to the Print Layout view. Again, this is my favorite view because I do get to see all of my margins and the print layout, so I can get a feel for how it's going to look when it prints on paper. Let's talk about some of the different ways for selecting text. For example, if I wanted to make changes to this paragraph, I could start right here in front of the W in We Are Planning and click and drag down. I'm going diagonally to the end of the paragraph. When I release the mouse button, I've selected the paragraph, so now I can do a number of things. I could delete this paragraph, I could change the formatting by bolding, I could change alignment by making it centered, and so on. But there's other ways for selecting text. I'm just going to click up here above the selected paragraph to deselect it and show you a couple other ways. Anywhere within the paragraph, I'm right here in the middle of this paragraph, I'm going to triple click. So three quick clicks is another way to select an entire paragraph quickly. And once again, another way is to move over here into the left-hand side of our document. Now we're over here into the margin. And by going over here in what's called the selection area, I can just double-click to select the entire paragraph. Again, deselecting by clicking anywhere outside of the selected text if it's not exactly what we were looking for. One of the neatest features, though, the one I enjoy most for selecting text, involves holding down your Alt key. Let's move up over here into this memo area where we've got headings for To, From, Date, and Subject. Now, if I wanted to make changes to these four pieces of text and ignore the other text over here to the right, while clicking and dragging, you can see is not going to work. By holding down the Alt key, I can select a block. Watch what happens. Hold down the Alt key, click and drag across and down until you've highlighted all of the headings. Let go of your mouse button first and then the Alt key, and now we can make changes to just those four pieces of text, not affecting the text off to the right. Let's go up to our formatting toolbar and just make a quick change. We'll hit the bold button here, that's the big dark B, and you can see that now our headings have been bolded. I'm just going to click here in front of the date and hit the backspace key because our text got a little bit bigger, some of it got pushed off to the right. Now let's look at some of the techniques we can use for moving and copying text. Once again, we have access to a number of different ways to copy or move text. The clipboard is something you need to know about, and this is an area in your computer's memory that temporarily holds whatever you've chosen to copy or move. We'll discuss the clipboard in greater detail in a moment, but first, let's just move some text around. Let's go to the last sentence of our document down here. I'm just going to scroll down using the scroll bar. And you can see that this year's seminar is taking place on July 31st. Well, we're going to click and drag from the beginning to the end of that sentence. We have selected it. Now, there's a number of ways that we can move this to another location in our document. And one way is to use the Edit menu. When I move up to the Edit menu and I choose Cut, you can see that other options are Control X from the keyboard, and I've got these little scissors symbols that means that the Cut button is somewhere on my toolbar. I'm going to just click it right here, and my sentence has disappeared temporarily. Sometimes people get a little worried here thinking they've lost their text, but not really. It's being temporarily stored in what's called the clipboard. It's waiting to be pasted somewhere else. So let's click right up here at the beginning of our first sentence in the first paragraph, and we'll go back to our Edit menu now to paste that text. And there it is right there. Control V would be the keyboard shortcut for it. Give it a click. And now we've pasted that sentence up here at the beginning of our document. We'll hit a couple of spaces to leave a couple of spaces after the period like we do with any other sentence. Now, let's try moving that around a different way. Again, we'll click and drag over the sentence to highlight it. And let's try something called drag and drop. Let's move this down to the bottom of our document by going anywhere in the selected area with our mouse pointer. Hold down your left mouse button and drag to the bottom of your text and release. This is probably the easiest and fastest way to move text, and it's called drag and drop. Now another option would be right-clicking. I love the right mouse button on my mouse because I know that when this quick menu appears, I'm going to be able to select from options that are related to what I'm doing. So I right-click, and there's my quick menu, and I can see Cut, Copy, and Paste right up here at the top. When I hit Cut, I've removed the text, and I'm going to click in here just before the last sentence of the first paragraph, and I'm going to right-click and choose Paste. So again, another quick way for moving and or copying and pasting text. Well, maybe we need to repeat this sentence. Because we've already copied it, coming back down here to the bottom of our document and right-clicking and choosing Paste, we'll paste another copy of the text that we copied earlier.